This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We're here on Amud Lamed Zayin Mem Ches. Tkufas Helam Yichud Hashem. Amma Seichel. Hazman Arishon Shon Levi Atol. So the first Tkufa. So his point is that the world comes in different eras. The first era is Huzman his alim yichud yisbarach kayem hazeh. It's where his yichud is not at all apparent. Who klal zman avodas adam shabarna. That in a big picture includes avodas adam. V'ine michuk shle musak ha'amarno yivada yochal ases kol ma'isav shleimim. Lo yia b'ma'isav elotoyva gemuro shleimim lishum kisayim ro'a klal. So he could have made everything perfect and everything would be wonderful. But we explained before, Omnor Bret Soisili Snaigim Nevro Banagosa Zoisra Gosachainu, in a Himtzi Say the Chodesh Mamesh, Shlikta Sayim Salim Baruch Hu. So he created an entire new type of existence, which doesn't really fit as the picture of his existence. And that would be something which is a world that's not Shalom. Elamaydet Tzricha. So the point is, this world includes everything that is needed for giving, for making the Nevraim partners and people who can accomplish something. I want to stop a minute and explain something here or point out something. One of the simple, I guess, simpleton perspectives in the world is everything is for the best, and they there's an endless amount of explaining how everything terrible is for the best. You know, if the train wouldn't have crashed last night, the Amtrak train, I would have had to go to New York today, and that's a big schlep, and it's a big pain in the neck. So, Baruch Hashem, the train crashed, and I don't have to go to New York, and I can sit and enjoy Washington. I mean, there's that type of logic where everything is for the best. At some point, you run out of being for the best. It can't get better than, you know, than somebody dying, and that's it. You know, there's no... People keep they're stuck. On the one hand, whatever happened is really terrible. On the other hand, they know everything's for the best. So they attempt to reconcile in a very, very difficult way. There's one of the great works of Kfirah, or I would say Loig for religion, was Voltaire's Candide, where the whole story is about this silly, naive Talmud and his Rebbe, and things go from bad to worse to horrendous, and everything is always constantly being reinterpreted as being good and better and best. Yes, but there's misunderstanding of how to apply it further. Nochem Ish Gamzu died of his in a terrible way, and that was that. The answer is, if this world needed to be self-validated, we would really be stuck. Because this world within itself is a world that has many bits and pieces that go no place and end up nowhere and really, really bad. But if you look at this world as a prosa for another world, and this world is the Hechetimtzis, the world of Hechetimtzis to do Tov. So now there are a lot of ways of accomplishing that, meaning there are a lot of nisyonos and difficulties. This world is, let's imagine it's a gym or it's a training ground. So the obstacles and the difficulties are what makes it good. Now, we're supposed to aspire for toiv on all levels, and that's part of our avodah, is we try to make the world a good place, and try to good things that are good, and so on. But at the end of the day, in the big picture, our accomplishment, our good in this world, is measured by accomplishment rather than possessing something. Like Nassil Sharam says, when he stops up, he says, there's no way anyone could imagine that this world is the good into itself, because there's almost nobody that doesn't have his issues and his and the things that he's struggling with and wrestling with. So the good is because this world allows to bring out an awful lot. Ikram says the same thing. It somewhat is echoed when you hear other types of simpletons talk about tikkunim and making this tikkun, that tikkun, the other tikkun. It also leads to a certain mahalach that doesn't seem right or real to us. Somebody told me that he read a very, very popular work on Shalom Bayis, written by somebody who's of that culture of simple Hasidus. And he said the basic theme of the book is, the worse your wife is, the more she gets you out of Gehenim, and the more Gan Eden you'll have. It doesn't sit well. The world is a place where a person is supposed to try to make it good, and that's why making Shalom Bayis in people's homes, Shalom Bayis is not a fatalistic acceptance. You know, the old joke, somebody heard that, you know, you get putter from Gehenim if you have a terrible wife, and you know, and he knew that he probably has what
to, you know,
it's a good investment. So he asked for the shatchan. He wants the worst, meanest woman on the face of earth. And he said, I got the present for you. And Bekitza, they get married, and she's sweet as honey and just wonderful and nice. And like after a few days, he asks her, like, you know, he says, what's the pshat? He says, hey, you think you can get out of Gehenna because of me? I want you to burn for eternity. So the you know, there's something about that. What? There's something about that attitude is also not right. In other words, the scope of what we do is within this world. That's the context of what we do within this world. We make it, we till it, we make it productive, we help people enjoy, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon, how he makes things, you know, how he gives us what we need when we need. But the concept of good, of tainu, of toiv, is something that interplays with each other. It's part of the maturity of Avodas Hashem is when a person sees it as a gradual. The person who has an unhealthy asceticism when he's young, it's a gradual. I go from the good of a candy to the good of a popular game to the good of something of studying to the good of Achash Altimis Hashem. This is what I want. So it's one mahalach. It's a mahalach that leads into another mahalach. It's not an escape, and the tikkunim that you make, you can't just when your mindset is still crude. Tikkunim are just are physical things. Understanding the herring that how by reaching out to somebody by foregoing pleasure and so on, I move things forward. When you dehear it, then you're part into it. I'm saying that it's Ashkafa that needs it needs a tremendous maturity to move it in the right direction.
You understand what Rui means when he's referring to tikkunim? Is he referring to
certain people say, well, this is a tikkun for this, and this is a tikkun for this, and a tikkun for that. But the person's dehear of the tikkun is kind of mindless. This fear is like this. This fear does this. That's why people run for mindless Kabbalistica charms. You know,
run towards it.
What?
A lot of people run towards it.
Yeah, towards it. That's what people run. You know, just make this tickers, make that. Just this, they're missing something upstairs. They forgot to put in a bolt or a nut, and this a crazy thing. Understanding that the change in the realm of Toiv, that as people move forward and as people, real tikkun means that people become better people, not some mindless act. Akadosh Baruch Hu is interested in that we develop, not that something mindless happens.
What I'm trying to understand is, it seems that there are two forces that operate in opposition to each other. The one force is there should have been Tov, but it needs to be a place of challenges.
Yes.
It needs to be a gym. So therefore, there need to be challenges and frustrations.
Correct.
And problems, etc. Now, necessarily, it seems the flip side of that is that those challenges and frustrations and that pain creates a certain dimension of shlemus that would not have been possible otherwise.
Correct.
And that dimension of shlemus is only fully appreciated in Amdiyasi. We don't experience it here in this world.
Yes.
So it does seem that the pain and frustration and the process of going through that is in fact a tikkun for the next world. So I'm trying to understand where Rebbe's saying that the problem is people who just do it
it's almost as if this world is here to cut out of it rather than to engage in it in a positive way. Let's give an example. You're serving a meal. A woman serving a meal. Is it her job to make the meal positive and pleasant and enjoyable, or to tell everybody to put down a slab of bread and tell everybody, you know, we're dying soon anyway, so why should we engage in that? I'm serious. We once had guests many years ago, very, very from people from neighborhood, it's almost crazy, like her attitude. She would serve her kids like on the floor here, whatever it is. What's the difference? Eat and finished. She asked my wife, we had plastic plates with a flower in the plate. You know, so she said, why do you think like the flower on the plate? What's the difference? You know, just a plate, a white plate. What's the problem? A white plastic. Why do you need plastic with this? The sense of no tam, no chain, no toiv. It's almost as if it's not you going with this world as a vehicle to something else. Just a simple negation, and a lot of us do with not struggling with this world. It's not the tov comes in the ahava that a person experiences with a wife that he's very, very strongly tied to and emotionally, you know, and understands what an emotional ava is the beginning of the road to moving it forward towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person's own ava towards a child is the beginning of the deher of Bonim Atash Makechem. But if a wife is only good for kaparis, I mean, literally, then you know, to get the
other guy slugging your wife. Yeah.
Then there's no. Then what's ava? Where's ava? It's we start. We thread the needle with this world, and we begin to pick up. Even though this world is Helam and Hester and so on, but the thread of Tov wends its way through this world.
But it's hard, you know. I mean, I know. All of these things need a Rebbe, including maybe especially Mesos Hasharim. But when he talks about eating, you should be like a soldier. And you grab your eating, you grab your sleeping. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in other words, one could read it, certainly, I guess one could read it superficially and then start getting upset if they're, I mean, in other words, like, give me my food, I'll just finish it because I got to be.
So first of all, he's not speaking about it in the first chapter.
No, but it's not even Precious. Kedusha
probably does.
Oh, yeah, but Kedusha.
And Kedusha is when you're moving forward a step.
Right.
It's because you've gone. It's because. Like I told you, it's a road. You start with the toiv here. And you slowly move forward, and it becomes the tov in ruchnius, and gashmius becomes unimportant, insignificant. It's not. It's a road, but and that's the important piece to it.
It's also Kashrut that we were talking about last week with the Shimon.
Right. So this was bad. This was Reb Shimon. So within the framework of this world, there's you know. It's something which you can find expression of the Ruchnis in this world. And you need to find expression, but that's already a higher darga. But I'm talking from coming from the bottom upwards. It starts. Somebody once said, I saw this actually like vis-a-vis a Christian belief. Someone said we train the nuns that, you know, going to a baseball game is not the ultimate good. And it's not the greatest pleasure and good in life is to do good to the other. So taking the kids to a baseball game is the ultimate good. So why don't we train the... So why instead of taking a baseball game, don't we train them to take other kids to a baseball game? You know, that was the sort of the logic they were trying to impose. The tachlis, chesed is giving somebody a meal, giving somebody a good meal, a pleasant meal. But the pleasantness of a person starts with pleasantness and moves, and he says, okay, it's just like a kid enjoys crass sweet flavor and colors, and then he slowly begins to enjoy more subtle flavors, and then you go into enjoying the ambience, the company, and then he, as a person steigs, his world becomes a different world, and the food is it's just a chitim, just a kli. But it doesn't start by making a detour around it. It starts by moving forward within it. When a child gets food from a parent, and the parent says it's just about volume, worth nothing, go on, go next. then the kid. Take the hair's ruchniestik as a mean thing, kind of. The ultimate good is ruchnis, but I never tasted good. You never gave me a lick of good. But if he gets a candy with a smile, and then the father says, for me learning is where it's at. It's still sweeter. Then it's shayach to move forward with it.
The thing you're saying about like it's all for the best, where we started, and saying like the train example and everything.
Right.
I mean, doesn't that really get into people's view of hashkacha? I mean,
correct. The right attitude in terms of avodas Hashem is, I can't be fatalistic. I can't sit back and say, well, whatever I do, ma'or is worthless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. I mean, I know that's the official policy and that's how it's done. But you sit back and say, so the answer is no. So you're supposed to roll up your sleeves, schwitz hard, really work and so on and so forth. There are frustrations, there are donors that fall through, and there are programs that didn't get off the ground, this and that. So now, once you've done what you can, you look back and say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has navigated it in the direction that it should go. This, we need to listen, we need this and that, the other thing. It's integrating the two in a way where our avoda and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving it towards are in sync, and we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that and understands that.
So when somebody looks at the train as a they were supposed to make the train, and
okay, so on a personal level, a person can say that, if I missed something that didn't work out, then it didn't work out, then it wasn't supposed to work out, that wasn't meant to work out. I once had a mice like that. The first Zman that I was here was Elul in 95. It was Nunhei. And it was the first time I was away. It was kind of emotionally not easy. And for Sukkot, I went home. Bekitza, it was a connecting flight with American Airlines, got messed up. The connecting flight got there, missed the flight. American Airlines wouldn't make a connection, couldn't make a connection. And I spent the next 7 or 8 hours running from terminal to terminal JFK, trying to find an airplane that would fly me to Eretz Yisrael. And there was only one day you could go into Sukkot, because that year, I think, Yom Kippur was like Wednesday. So if you didn't get onto a Thursday flight, so Thursday is Makas Yom Kippur, and if you didn't make it then you couldn't be home for Thursday Sukkot. And I was desperate to get home, and so I was running between El Al TWA of blessed memory, the Tower of unblessed memory, and another airline, and running back and forth, just going from place to another. Each one put me on some sort of standby, this and that. The kids, I went to TWA. TWA had a flight that left late and would get in 2 hours before Shabbos. And they told me, they told me I'm on the flight. It's okay, but if I can find an earlier flight, they'll be very happy to accommodate. They're very nice. So Tower said they'll for sure have an early flight. They put me on a 3 o'clock flight. Tower airline was an absolute mess, and it was delayed from 3 to 5 to finally, like, I don't know, 6, 7, what it was. Finally, I'm waiting in line to board, and there are 3 people ahead of me, and all of a sudden, the guy runs out and he says, there are no more places. The guy says, it can't be. We have boarding pass for more people. He says, I mean, there's just physically no places. The kids, they couldn't figure out what happened. Yeah, I don't know if you remember Tower.
Yeah, sure. I took Tower. I remember Tower.
There's a reason Tower is no longer busy.
Yeah. The kids, they all of a sudden realized that they had switched planes and they'd forgotten that it has 4 seats less. And the kids, I was not on it. And literally, they closed the door in my face. And I said to myself, when they close the door in your face, you're not meant to be on the flight. I called up my wife, and I said, Zero. Nothing doing. I'm going to take a TWA flight. And someone told me there's an early flight TWA, but don't take it because it stops. So I took 9 o'clock flight. I got in there like 2.5 hours before Shabbos. I had made up my mind I would leave the luggage there. Oh. The luggage was waiting for me as I walked out. I never seen it waiting for me. The Tower got in an hour after Shabbos.
And after Shabbos?
Yeah, after Shabbos started. And they and everybody stayed in the airport.
From people
Tower.
On the plane.
What?
From people on the plane.
Yeah. It's Tower, and they so they all had to stay in Lud for Shabbos. So I said to myself,
it was Sukkot also?
No, Sukkot is Sunday, right? Sunday was Erev Sukkot. It was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So I said to myself, when they close the door, if I, that's it, you know, it's frantic. But that was
wow.
Okay, see, what?
I want to say, in terms of self-regulating, it is scaling up in a person's own avoda from a place where enjoying food is part of enjoying a kosher world,
right,
to maybe appreciating the people that gave you that food, to
right,
maybe, you know, it's something that I want to leave a little bit of because I want it to be purish. How does a person judge when it is that they should be moving on?
Well, first in general, Yitzhak Avinu wanted to give a bracha. He asked Havalit Sayyid and make him Matamim. Yontif on Shavuos, we're going to be Tzavim Matan Torah. With Ksus Nikia.
Hakol
Modim. And so on. The Irashani and Kippur, the Kapora comes in together with Ksus Nikia and this and that, Michael and Yontif before and afterwards. A person needs to dehair within, and slowly, once the setting is pleasant, he needs the hair. It's what the tachlis is. It's just like you come for a nice business meeting. You make sure the accommodation is nice, but this is not about a good meal and a nice place. What's tachlis? And you begin to enjoy the tachlis. It gives you a setting. It gives you a person needs to make a cheshbon nefesh.
So when should a person be parish? That is,
so a person needs to say to himself, listen, I think Shabbos is becoming too much this and that. Let me pull away a little from this, and let me try to learn something else. Let me pull away from some of my overeating, my overindulging over this. It's a process. It's a process of transitioning rather than rejection.
You're ready, guys.
What?
I think you're ready.
Ultimately, Rabbi, learning Das Tun is Gula Yehudo. Ultimately, everything in the Bria has to be the Torah. It's just, Rebbe's just saying, it can't make sense until we see other pieces that are back.
Correct. And also, we're not allowed to take that attitude as a chetimtza, to just not do anything. In other words, because then it becomes counterproductive. That's not what Akash Prabhu wants. So it says like this. You know, it's... This whole world has so many different elements of ra in it, because that's what Hashem Baruch Hu wanted. V'chein kol sha'ar roz shabos ashal olam shaleim bo avtachas hanivim ala yashom la'avir min ha'olam la'zavolay kinyin shenema v'lilim kolol yachleif v'esuruch hatume avi min ha'aretz v'la'am obos ha'netzach lo yirov l'shchisu b'chol ha'kotshi v'al pi ha'derech ha'kol yashaychus yashamayim sh'ein ha'kosh baruch ha'rotzu la'akib klum b'yad mi'odam yirotzen kalak maseyim. So we have a world that includes a tremendous amount of kilkul that's not there permanently. Umazen noldu kol akilkul magdola mashaba olam minim yom roa lekim adam ve'minuch tzeikim olam hazeh kiroas adam rab olam v'asaf mikartik kol ischol shoh v'akadosh baruch hu medakim v'asiru kut asayra zeh klal aderach ha'shechidosh otzen olyon lufi inyin es alim es nitas yechudoy ve'ein derach zeh tolu ela behestot nei tuba yisbarach. So Akadosh Baruch Hu is ma'alim. Akadosh Baruch Hu, what Akadosh Baruch Hu does is he hides any type of he hides his presence in the world, which allows for many different alternative events to happen, both in terms of claims of alternative gods, nations, events that happen that are not lifted with Sonia Sparrow and so on. So all of that is a product of this hell. Okay, let's hold it here, I think. What's the story now? You're not going to be now.